This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
I want to welcome everyone to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I'm Diana Winston. I'm the director of UCLA Mindful, the Mindfulness Education Center at UCLA Health, the health system. I also want to welcome the people who are live streaming. There are, from our data, we know that there are hundreds of people all around the world who are also doing the same thing that we're doing. So they're meditating along with us. So welcome. I cannot see you, but I know you're out there. We come together to practice mindfulness, and mindfulness is paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness, curiosity, and a willingness to be with that experience. So it's really about learning to be in the present moment, not lost in the past, not lost in the future. And when we can do that, it helps to regulate our emotions. It helps to have more ease and more well-being. And it can. There's a whole host of really positive things that can happen, both that the scientists have been looking at for a long time and that people report all of the time. So when I talk about the definition of mindfulness, one of the ways I talk about it is I say a willingness to be with that experience. So it means that we're not in contention with our experience. So for instance, if you were, like, sometimes you're lost in the past, sometimes you're lost in the future, but sometimes you're in the present moment wishing it were a different present moment. Right? You know, we're not being in the moment with this sort of willingness to be with what is not easy. And especially not easy in light of the world that we're living in these days, where I know I read the news and I get overwhelmed quite easily. And I'm sure a lot of us feel that way. It's a rough time in history, we might say that. So the quality that gets developed as we practice mindfulness is a quality that's called equanimity, this willingness to be with things as they are. And it's not like a blanket acceptance or acquiescence, like, okay, things are really bad, so I give up. That's not what we're talking about. It's an engaged being with things. It's an engage. Okay, like this is the truth of the way things are. And when we recognize things as they are, then we can sort of go, okay, things are as they are. I can be with them as they are. And now maybe there's action I need to take. But instead of going into despair and exhaustion and overwhelm, we go into a place of facing reality square on. This is how things are. I'm willing to be with things as they are. And so this quality of equanimity, another way of talking about it is it's balance of mind, even-mindedness, non-reactivity, this capacity to kind of show up for your life and have a quiet inner strength. So what I'd like to do is do a meditation today that we cultivate equanimity. Now, first of all, know that mindfulness itself cultivates equanimity because it's inherent in the definition, this willingness to be with things as they are. And it's also, there's a specific meditation that I'm going to guide you in. We've been looking, if you've been coming over a couple of weeks, we've been looking at what I'm calling the beautiful qualities of the heart, or the four superpowers of the heart: loving kindness, compassion, joy, and equanimity. So we did joy last week, and this week I want to do equanimity. We're going to use some nature metaphors to connect us to this quality of stability, even-mindedness, centeredness, even in the face of whatever it is that life is bringing us, all right? So let's settle back into a posture that is comfortable, at ease. Feet on the floor if that's accessible to you. If you're at home, you might be on a chair, bed, cushion, you know, find what works for you. Your back can be upright, but not too rigid or tight. Your hands resting where they're comfortable. And many people close their eyes for meditation, but you don't have to. If you want to close your eyes, that's fine. And if you don't, leaving them downward facing, open slightly, but not so you don't get too distracted. And we can take a few deeper, longer, slower breaths as we take these deep breaths, allowing yourself to settle in more fully, find some comfort or ease if that's possible, open to the possibility of relaxation and well-being as you come more fully into this present moment. And we can notice our feet on the ground, or the base of your body on the ground, if you're at home, sitting not on a couch or chair. Whatever is closest to the ground, notice your feet, feel the touch, the heaviness, the weight, the pressure. You might also notice your legs on the chair, the back of your thighs. So feel the support. The body is supported by the furniture and the ground. And our mindfulness is noticing the weight, the heaviness, hardness, warmth. And now expand your awareness. Just imagine you could sense the ground beneath your feet. So dropping your attention down beneath, and this is using your imagination some, but imagine that we're firmly seated on the ground. And even if we're many stories up, at some point you will touch dirt, you'll touch ground. And have a sense of, for fun, just sense the many layers of the earth, the rocks and stones and dirt and mycelium and like all of the things that go down, down, down into the earth. Lava. There's so much. So imagine, and this is to see what happens, if you feel being held by the earth and you're present on it, there's a quality of strength and support beneath you. I'm taking a breath. And now let's imagine, I'm going to give you another metaphor. Let's imagine that you are like a mountain. So you go deep down into the earth, but now the rest of you is like a mountain. So just play with this for fun and see what happens. And the mountain has this quality of stability, strength, equanimity, power. Maybe there's a particular mountain that you are familiar with, or just a mountain you've seen in images, or imagine that that mountain, you're seated on top of it, or it's somehow within you, maybe the tip of the mountain in your belly. But what would provide you with a sense of strength and support? And breathe. And a mountain has qualities of dignity, power. It's usually they've been there a long time, right? And they've seen a lot. So if you were like a mountain, or you were sitting on a mountain, or maybe you preferred connecting to the earth, Just allow that quality to come into you and notice how it feels to invite in the strength and dignity of the mountain or the power of the earth. So as we continue on in the meditation, anytime you feel like returning to either of these metaphors, do that. And feel the nourishment, if it is. I mean, for some of you, it might not feel that way, but if it does, really allow yourself to kind of take it in. So let's turn our attention now to the sounds in the room. There are sounds coming and going. Noticing the sounds. Ambient sounds, momentary sounds. Listen to them with curiosity and interest, but not getting lost in any kind of story about the sound. Like, what is it? What's making that sound? I don't like the sound, I like the sound. If your mind says that for, you know, a moment, that has that thought, that's fine. But see if you can stay with the listening. And if we think of a mountain, so much can happen with a mountain, right? There can be rain and storms. There can be lightning, there can be, but the mountain stays solid. So the sounds come and go like the wind brushing past the mountain. Listening to the sounds coming and going. And then dropping your attention into your belly. See if you can feel the breath moving through your body, rising and falling of your abdomen. Let your breath be in its own natural rhythm. We just follow it, we feel it. And then shift your attention to your chest area. There's expansiveness, maybe rising, falling. Noticing the breath. And if you were to check into your nose, might you feel the breath there? There's air moving through your nostrils, there's tingling, coolness, warmth, movement. Let's pick a focus to this part of the meditation. So, paying attention now consistently for the next period of time to your breath in your abdomen, your chest, or your nose. Or if you prefer listening to the sounds, you can go back to that. Choose whichever you're drawn to or which is, feels the easiest or clearest. They all work equally well, so just pick one of those four areas, breath in your body, or in abdomen, chest, or nose, or the sounds coming and going. And so I just remind you again of the earth beneath your feet, the posture of a mountain. And from that place of dignity and strength, connectedness, feel the breathing or listen to the sounds. Rising, falling, in, out. Notice how it feels inside you to connect with the strength and power of the mountain or the earth. And then have the awareness of the breath or the sounds just coming and going in, out. As you do this, what will likely happen is that your attention will wander. So you might stay with a breath or two or sound or two, and then you think about other things. Your mind starts spacing out, remembering, planning, worrying, imagining, you know, it can go anywhere. This is normal. This is what minds do. It is a sign of human intelligence that our minds wander and seek threats and pay attention to all sorts of things. But in meditation, it kind of can work against us. So no problem. Just notice that's what happened. When you've noticed your attention has wandered, you can say a soft word in your mind like thinking or wandering, and then bring your attention back to your focus, just right back. And then we just keep coming back over and over. So I'm going to be quiet as you do this practice, and just also from time to time, check into the mountain. Check into how it makes you feel, if it is useful for you, or how it feels if you feel connected to the ground. And then let the awareness of your breath or the sounds arise from within that, if you can. Okay, let's give it a try. So for the last few minutes of the meditation, let's reconnect with this quality of the mountain, the strength, the solidity, the balance of mind. So just bring yourself back to that place where you feel connected, even-minded. And if you are not feeling that right now, so if you are, really let yourself feel it. Get curious about what's the experience like in my body and mind. If you're not feeling it, you can bring to mind a time when you did have this quality. When did I feel solid, strong, balanced? Maybe situation was challenging around me, but I was balanced and at ease. This doesn't have to be a big dramatic moment. It could be something small. How I handled my kids the other day. A way that I was at work, at home. When I read the news, I was more balanced than I expected. So just find that time if you don't feel it right now and just see if you can remember that time. And remember that quality. Where were you? Was there anything you could see or hear? What do you remember? And what does it feel like in your body as you recall that time? Solid, stable. I could be with experience as it was. I could be with it. I could handle it. I could handle it. So really let yourself drink in and enjoy this quality of strength and support and balance. And now imagine taking it into something that you're going to deal with that might be difficult later on today or tomorrow. Imagine taking it with you for anything that's going on in your life. So just see what happens if you imagine this quality like a mountain connected to the earth, balanced, even-minded. I faced whatever it is. And I could do it. I could handle it. I was capable. You might imagine how the scenario plays out. I stayed calm. I stay connected to myself. I don't lose hope. I feel supported. And it's an inner support we're talking about. So just imagining that it's there for you when you need it in the future. Notice how that feels now in your body and mind. So let's connect with that support one last time. Solid like a mountain, strong like the earth. And may everyone everywhere have access to these states of heart and mind. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. One of the things that mindfulness can do is the world is so much in turmoil, but what we have to rely on is ourself and finding that inner strength that can handle whatever is coming to us. And so we can really use the power of our imagination. We're building, if we do a mindfulness practice, we're building that quality of even-mindedness, of balance, of equanimity that happens naturally. But then we can really play with, like, what helps me feel more solid so that when I go out and I deal with whatever is next, I have my internal resources. A lot of us feel really depleted right now. So part of what mindfulness can do is build up these inner resources. So our center, the UCLA Mindful Center, is there's when you leave on the right, there's a flyer. We have upcoming events. In about 2 weeks, I'll be teaching an online day on working with judgments and the judgmental mind. We'll be posting our summer classes fairly soon. We have a couple of things coming for people with ADHD and our writing class, and there's a lot. But there's a lot of free programming, so feel free to drop in on many of the free things that we do. And we also have an app called UCLA Mindful, which is also free. It has meditations in about 20 different languages. And it also, anything we do in here goes on the app, so you can re-listen to things. And there's, you know, search, and there's a lot of look up anxiety, look up fear, look up, I don't know, whatever is the latest issue of the day. All right, so I will be out in the hallway if you have any questions in a couple of minutes. And otherwise, thank you for coming. We'll see you next time. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.